KCH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Heading into Thursday's presidential debate, the 538 polling average shows the slightest edge for President Biden over former President Trump. But ABC political director Rick Klein says,
"This is the first time all year that Biden has any kind of a numerical advantage, but that is not much of an edge. This is essentially a tied race, essentially a coin flip, and both campaigns are agreeing on at least one thing. They're looking forward to something that puts this front and center for voters, allows them to make the contrast, and gets voters to start to focus on the very real choice ahead."
The president spending the weekend at the presidential retreat Camp David getting ready for the debate, while former President Trump on the campaign trail. He spoke to evangelical Christians in Washington, and he held a rally in Philadelphia on Saturday. 21 countries in northern Iowa under a disaster declaration after flooding brought on by weeks of heavy rain, as more than 100 million people under some kind of heat alert, and a fourth person died after Friday's shooting at an Arkansas grocery store. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Changes in the brain can happen up to 20 years before a person is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. As Mark Moran reports, scientists want more public education about the early warning signs.
There are at least 7 million people aged 65 and older in the U.S. living with Alzheimer's. Abby Meisner with the Alzheimer's Association says despite time and money being spent on research, the risk is going up at a younger age, and the numbers are discouraging.
The lifetime risk for Alzheimer's at age 45 is 1 in 5 for women and 1 in 10 for men.
Meisner says those numbers hold true across the board for blacks and Latinos as well. She adds now that doctors know signs and symptoms could start to occur at an earlier age, they're paying attention to signs sooner. Meisner adds earlier detection gives doctors a chance to intervene sooner in a patient's care.
As many as 40% of dementia cases may be attributed to modifiable risk factors. So things like having too high of blood pressure or not enough physical activity, lack of exercise, things like that, getting good sleep, all of those things are so important.
And all of those things can be controlled by developing healthy living habits. But a 2022 Alzheimer's Association report shows 60% of people will put off seeing a doctor if they develop symptoms early on, waiting until the symptoms worsen or until family and friends encourage them to seek treatment. The association is holding educational events all month. This is Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The passing of Willie Mays.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened this week.
Something to share from the San Francisco Giants. They say it is with great sadness that we announce that San Francisco Giants legend and Hall of Famer Willie Mays passed away peacefully this afternoon at the age of 93.
He was often described as the best complete baseball player ever. I asked Brewers manager Pat Murphy if he'd ever met Mays.
I did, yeah, a couple times. More than once. Everett Washington, I met him once. I met him in Scottsdale, yeah.
What did the passing of the Say Hey Kid mean to Pat Murphy?
Yeah, that's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pull for, you know what I mean? The guys that I was telling Ricky today, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game.
As Brewers manager, Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday. Some showers and storms, especially going into the afternoon. Highs climbing to the middle 70s. Light northwest winds. Overnight, mostly clear. We'll see upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Monday. Currently 62 degrees.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We're fresh off our Cedarburg Strawberry Fest hangovers. You'll want to tune in Monday, Big Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. From the norm,
Music of the Star. Happy summer, everybody.
Summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling through the shady lanes with your baby mine. You hold her hand and she holds yours, and that's a very good sign that she's your tootsie wootsie in the good old summertime.
AM 1400
WRJN. Matt Cole. Good old summertime. In the good old summertime. Strolling through the shady lanes with my baby mine. And that's a very good sign that she's my tootsie wootsie in the good old summertime. Just listen to your heart.
can only touch and eyes can only see, but hearts can understand and whisper, there's the one for me. So dream, young dreamer, but be wise, be smart, and always listen to your heart.
If I had to choose just one day,
if I had to choose just one day, to live my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you. Of daffodils were showing off their skills, laughing all together. I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my, it would surely be that moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
You won't wait for me.
The Cliff Adams Singers. Johnny Meth has once said about Nat, the thing about Nat is he waits and then he sings, and then he waits and then he sings. We lost Nat in 1965. Johnny's still with us.
Everything has its season, everything has its time. Show me a reason and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats fit on the windowsill, children fit in the snow. Why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go? Something small, but I won't rest until I know I have it all. So don't ask where I'm going, but listen when I'm gone. Far away you'll hear me singing softly to the dawn. Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly.
Sky. What about you? You like message songs? Yeah, me too. See if we can find a good one for you here now. Stars. Let's have a great summer, all of us. Come on, we deserve it. We have some thoughtful talk radio here. WRJN. First of all, no yelling, no preaching. You can find our talk shows. 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Albaugh, and Maggie Dawn discuss Wisconsin local issues, welcoming all viewpoints right here on the Civic Media. 840 AM WAUK. Oh, I've got something here by Julius LaRosa, a guy who was not treated too well by Arthur Godfrey. But he had a few hits. Here's one, Frank Lesser. Julie LaRosa, Archer Blyer.
Her arms were warm as they welcomed me. Her eyes were fire bright. And then I knew that my path must be through the ever-haunted night. But anywhere I wander, anywhere I roam, till I'm in the arms of my darling again, my tears were silver as morning dew, as she bade me goodbye. And every tear was a promise true that our love would never die.
Thinking about movies with flowing tears from the audience. This may be, well, the picture Cinema Paradiso or Paradise Theater. Monica Mancini does the honors. Have you seen Cinema Paradiso? Get plenty of Kleenex. Seriously. There's a scene at the end that, well, you'll just have to watch.
I feel your heart and begin tonight with an Italian drama that's an unabashed love letter to the magic of the silver screen. From writer-director Giuseppe Tornatore in 1988, Cinema Paradiso. This is the story of Salvatore, an internationally famous movie director, as he visits the small Sicilian village where he grew up. He hasn't been there in 30 years. He's back to attend the funeral of an old friend, Alfredo, the projectionist at the town's only theater, the Cinema Paradiso. In flashback, the story takes us to the late 1940s, where we see the loving relationship that grows between Alfredo and Salvatore, called Toto for short, with Alfredo serving as a surrogate father figure for Toto, whose dad died in World War II. This was just the second film made by writer-director Giuseppe Tornatore, an award-winning still photographer, later a television director specializing in documentaries. Tornatore based much of the film on his own childhood. He envisioned Cinema Paradiso as an obituary for traditional movie theaters of the past, most of which are now multiplexes or gone completely. As you'll see, Tornatore made good on that vision. Philippe Noiret stars as Alfredo. Jacques Perrin, Salvatore Cassio, and Marco Leonardi each play Toto at various stages of his life. Released in Italy in 1988 and in the States a few months later, winner of both the Grand Jury Prize at the Cannes Film Festival and the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film, co-written by Vanna Paoli, with a rich score by Ennio Morricone, and an emotional final scene for all of us who love the movies, which of course is all of you, this is Cinema Paradiso.
This place holds so many memories for me. I used to come here all the time when I was little. The reason I came here was because of my father. The reason I love language is because of my father. My father was an actor, and we all know that actors speak louder than words. For those of you who don't, haven't been around me before, my dad was a movie star in the 40s. Sort of, I call him a BB++ movie star. His name was David Bruce. And he used to bring me here back when it was the pilgrimage, every Easter. And he would wear this beautiful navy blue suit, and I would wear this big pink petticoat dress with Mary Jane's and gloves and a matching hat, and I thought I was the cream. And I love my daddy very much, so this is my love song for my father. In a hall, on a wall, in a house, in Reseda, there's a poster held up by two nails and a pin. It's my daddy, the actor, about to die with his boots on. He's the man standing up there beside Errol Flynn. He got third or fourth billing at the end of each picture. Well, that don't mean much, he would say with a grin. But he'd hold my hand tight as he pointed his name out. Four or five names down below Errol Flynn. Now fame, it is fleeting, and stars, they keep falling. And staying right up there, that's the business of art. And luck kisses some, and she passes by others. Disappointment and bourbon are hard. The women and beers and the years with old Errol, they took their toll and took me from his sight. He kissed me goodbye at the old Union Station. That's the last time I saw him. The last time I cried. Now I'm sitting alone in a house in Reseda, watching the late show while the moonlight shines in. And upon the screen, well, here comes my daddy. It's a sad, funny feeling. Now I'm older than him. So, you daddies and daughters, you sons and you mothers, remember life's over before it begins. So love one another and stand close together, as close as my dad did.
That's Amanda McBroom. I did that on Father's Day. Sylvia Sims on the Music of the Stars.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? How do you keep the song from fading too fast? Never lose your way. How do you not run out of new things to say? And since we know we're always changing, how can it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart. Each time you hear his name.
Was it just yesterday when we were both young? Two children, it seemed, in search of our dreams. And what made all those dreams of ours disappear? We filled them with love, destroyed them with fear. Where is the love we shared when passions were high? The world spun around and we touched the sky. Was it so wrong to think that we never change? Hearts. My love, when did you stop believing in me, in what we could be, in yesterday's dreams that we dared to dream?
If we can't be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends. The music never ends.
Michelle LeGrand. The music of the stars.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? Do you keep a song from fading too fast?
How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say?
and since we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time.
Best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends.
I know. How do you keep the music
the way I feel for her? It's now or never.
How do you make it last?
The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in her eyes I may not see forever. Forever. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows,
with any luck, then I suppose the music
music of the stars.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you, no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I'm never far away from me.
Good night.
Next week, more on the music of the stars. 7 a.m. and all the way till high noon Central. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. From WRJN Racine, all across the world. At civicmedia.us. And it's not over even then. Podcasts survive. Keep the music alive.
And now, folks, that's it for Broadway. Good night to all of you. And good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
Indestructible Mr. Gore, starring William Shatner, E.G. Marshall, and special guest star Peter Stevens on Sunday Showcase in Color. Now stay tuned for the Dinosaur Chevy Show, also in color, next on most of these NBC stations.
Don't you wish? Stars, I'm Lou Regani.
You're mine, magnificent obsession, the greatest wonder on this earth, the Taj Mahal and other splendors, to me really have no worth. You're mine. Possession.
treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me, you'll be my one and only love.
Happy summer, everybody. Our first show of summer. It promises. Join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars. Next week, another broadcast live on Sunday morning from WRJN, all across the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide at civicmedia.us. Travel with us anywhere you wander.
You're my magnificent possession, a treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me, you'll be my one and only
WRJN. Keep your dreams alive, everybody.
Over and over, I whisper.
Stations across the Civic Media Radio Network from WRJN Racine. I'm Lou Regani for The Music of the Stars. Thanks for being here, everybody. Keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
To have and to hold.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.